Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend. Glad you could join us. And the series we're doing on setting supernatural goals, we're getting a lot of really great feedback and a lot of great new interest. So welcome to this series and welcome to the podcast and welcome to this ministry. Our goal is to make knowing God practical and objective and real. He is a real God, and we can know him in reality. So we are looking for ways to cut out religious jargon and look at what we believe to see if it works. And we're just really focusing on our relationship with God and making it real. We're not putting off till tomorrow what he wants to do today. So we're taking him up on his promises and on his word to us that as we come to him, he will reveal himself. And he does. He makes himself known to us. And that's an unconditional relationship. This is not something that we have to meet qualifications in order to know him. All those qualifications have already been addressed through what Jesus Christ did 2,000 years ago, through both the crucifixion and, more importantly, the resurrection. So if you're not all that familiar with this ministry, go to the profile page here on Blog Talk Radio, and there are, under the links, one of the things we have got going is the series on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And on Mondays, we're talking about practical Christianity, does what you believe work, and we're looking at some basics. Right now, we're in a series about time, to see how God's relationship with people here on this earth has been related to the purpose he has for each age. So the more we understand the age we're living in, the more we can get on his game plan for how he wants to relate to us during this current age. On Tuesdays, we talk about specifically getting healed. We're learning how to identify wounds and how to get those wounds healed. Because God's purpose is not only that you are healed, but that you learn how to get healed. Because we don't want our fear of being wounded to keep us from stepping out in the things God wants us to do. So it's important that we not only be healed, but that we learn how to get healed. We learn how to go to God, go to the Father, just like Jesus did. He didn't heal himself. He went to his Father. And by wounds, I mean everything from rejection to physical healings to all different kind, anything that keeps us from living as ruling and reigning here on this earth. And then on Thursdays, we are talking about knowing God, knowing him on his terms, spirit, soul, and body, becoming complete and entire in him, in his relationship. As a spirit being, which is what you are, if you are a believer, if you've recognized that without God you are dead in your spirit, and that through Christ you are made able to be re-enlivened, you were enlivened as a new spirit being, a new creature. And that spirit, just as like begets like, spirit begets spirit. And if you are made of the same stuff God is made of, you have the same characteristics. Unfortunately, that's only in your spirit. So as a spirit being, you are working with God and vice versa to bring your soul and your body into alignment with your spirit. So you are working to rest in Him. That work is bringing freedom and healing and, again, proper alignment to your soul and your body. So that's the process that we're learning on Thursday nights. These are all at 6:30, and there's a schedule, obviously, at Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully you're all familiar with that. But each one of those we have related, and we understand that the material we're talking about here is different than a lot of the material that's out there. There's bits and pieces that other people may cover, and that's great. We are not saying that this is the only true way to know God. Far from it. If what you are learning is bringing you into grace and peace and rest and freedom and victory and healing, great. This is not, you know, something you may need. But if you are struggling, if you are unsure of your relationship with God, or even if this is just something God has drawn you to, please take it seriously. This is something that we have tested, and we know it works because it all relies on God. Our main subject line is how to learn to depend on God. We have just, these are the areas that in this age are most important to us, are being able to hear His voice, knowing Him, and getting healed, getting rid of that pain that we're all seem to be putting off to heaven, to the next thing after we die, to really have dealt with. And He has never said, I'm not going to make you whole and complete until you die. That kind of, death is the enemy. So it kind of defeats the purpose if we are relying on one of our enemies to provide us freedom and healing and rest. So we, those things that He wants us to be, that God wants us to be involved in now, that's what we want to make sure we are aware of and focused on during our time here on this earth. And some of the things that we talk about may raise some questions about what we've been taught, and probably will raise some questions about what we've been taught. And I'm not going to get into any arguments on air, or probably even in the email, about scriptures, about who believes what, about what scripture and what this really means. I would just ask that, you know, what we're teaching here is take that to the Lord and ask Him, Lord, is this something you want me to be looking at now? Is this something for me now? Because regardless, you know, even if I convinced you that, you know, quote unquote, I'm right, and what you believe is quote unquote wrong, if it doesn't bring you life, it doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong. If it's not bringing you freedom and that rest and that confidence that you are hearing God, it doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong, or how many people believe it. It's all about our relationship with Him and having that confidence, that freedom, that liberty, experiencing eternal life now. The whole idea that we will enter into eternal life when we die is totally, we really need to look at that. It just does not fit in with the whole concept of salvation. When Jesus died, He ended one thing, but when He rose again, He started a new thing, and that's when we enter into it. We experience co-crucifixion and co-resurrection. We are now joint heirs with Him. Not lesser heirs, not greater heirs, joint heirs. We are co-inheritors, not lesser inheritors. And that happens now. He takes us, and this is where we've been talking about how time is a created thing. And because God is a creator, He has power and authority over it. And likewise, if we too are in him, spirit beings, we too have power and authority over time. So we may not understand how he does it, but he takes us now, in this day, and he put us back in the cross with him. And when he descended for 3 days, and when he rose again and then ascended to the Father, we went with him. Not our soul, not our body. And that's the problem. But that's what he has left here on this earth, to work through the change that we need for bringing us into complete union with him. And I won't go through the whole purpose there. I encourage you, if that's something that's interesting to you, go back and listen to the Monday night series. We talk about the difference between spirit, soul, and body when God created Adam as a double being, to how he is making and forming us as spirit, soul, and being, spirit, soul, and body. That one of the characteristics that we have that Adam didn't is we have gratitude, because we can appreciate, we are receiving, we know that we are receiving life. Our working definition is, for grace, is receiving unconditionally what God gives us unconditionally and just saying thanks. So the work is done. It is finished in our spirit. But he is working it out in our soul, in our body. He is teaching us how to be what we are. You are a spirit being. You are a son of God. Now he's teaching you how to be, how to do that, how to be the son of God, or a son of God, excuse me. So what we're talking about in, as far as learning these supernatural goals, we recognize that so much of our time here on earth is filled with just surviving, just living, doing the day-to-day things. So very often, God, to get our attention so we can learn these things, remember, he's our teacher, he's our trainer, our counselor. Let me back up just a little bit. The purpose I wanted to go through and explain those three areas is, for those of you who need to catch up or who want to go forward, is we do have, and because this material is so new to so many, we do have three books. And you can go to the profile page or any other. There's three different ways to get to the different information. We're working on that, so we'll get to revising the website as soon as we can. But if you go to the profile page on Blog Talk Radio, the bottom link, I believe it is, has store and resources. You can go there and order the books, and if you put, when you're going through that process, just let me know that you have listened to the radio program. And if you could, just let me know that you've listened to it either live or in an archive podcast. And then you will get a special price for this. It's usually $35.50 with and then shipping. If you are a radio listener, just go ahead and fill out the form, and it will kick in the usual prices. And I'm, again, working on setting up the special offer a little bit better. But for right now, for our radio listeners, whether it's live or podcast, you can get all three books for $25, and we'll pay for the shipping. The reason we're doing this special offer, there's already a special offer online, but we're doing an extra special offer for radio listeners, is because I do want you to be able to have both resources in front of you. So for those who need to spend more time on one area than another, than we can spend here on Blog Talk Radio, you can move forward or review at your own leisure. So we want to make it easy as possible to get these into your hands. So it's three books. I'm calling them the Eternal Life Series because it's all about living eternally now. and it's practical Christianity, getting healed and knowing God, the prices will come up different, but the payment, however you want to pay, whether it's through the mail by check or via PayPal, just go ahead and send in $25, whichever way, and we'll know and include that you heard the broadcast, and we'll go ahead and honor that offer. So don't worry that it's coming up with a different price and asking for shipping and that kind of thing. That's not going to stop the order or anything. So hopefully that will, for those of you who do want to move ahead more quickly or have more specific questions, and we recognize people learn differently. Some people are much more, will learn by reading themselves, and others will learn by hearing. So that's one of the reasons we started this radio broadcast. These teachings we've been working on for quite some time, and we have quite a list of people who have been involved in following in the newsletters. So now we're switching over and becoming much more trying to make this available to a whole new audience. So recognizing that, that's why we're making these books available at a discounted rate. So let me know if you have any questions on that. You can always contact me through the site, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about ordering those books. So getting back to where we are as far as setting our supernatural goals, we all know that we've got life on our hands. You know, we all have 24 hours, and we all wish we had a day, and all wish we had more. But this is the time that God has set aside for us to learn what He wants us to learn in this earth time. I don't know what happened before our time here on this earth, and I don't know what's coming next. I don't know what He has for us. But as the title of this, you know, series, you know, this ministry implies, is we may not know what the future holds. And we usually don't, but we can prepare. And we can prepare because we can depend on God. He, God, wants you ready for what's coming next. So He is going to train you so that you will be equipped, you will be ready, you will be prepared for what He has for you. So it's always going back to, Lord, is this what you want me to be doing now? Lord, is that you? And we talk about knowing how to test what we hear. Is it the voice of the butcher or the voice of the shepherd? Is it drawing you to Him or driving you away from Him? I don't have all the answers, but I know the one who does. And my goal is to teach you, and hopefully we'll work out some you know, training opportunities to teach you to go to Him in a safe environment and then send you on your way. And another, you know, a series we're working on, perhaps another book, is about the six-month church. And the concept being that because we are stripping out a lot of the time-consuming doctrines, we can focus on just the changes that God wants to deal with us in a, shall we say, a safe setting where we can have feedback and where we can have experienced people guiding us. Church, anybody entering into a church-type setting, and I'm not necessarily saying, you know, going to an organized, you know, a structural building or anything, but using church as a training period should be fairly short. We should be able to go in once we are saved, go in, learn how to get healed, learn how to know God, learn how to learn from Him, and then spend the rest of our lives following through on the training that we have gotten and are getting from God directly on a day-to-day basis. So we're looking at this ministry is hopefully providing you the foundations, the fundamentals for to to sort of wean you off of depending on yourself or depending on others, whether it's your church or your family or your own beliefs, and helping you to learn to depend on God himself. He is a real person. He lives, he breathes, he can speak for himself. He defends himself. Nobody needs to defend him or explain his point of view. He's perfectly capable of speaking for himself and acting for himself. So that is what our goal is. We've been talking about, and one of the ways he does that is to get our attention off of what we are doing. And very often when we become a Christian, there's certain things that, okay, now I have to go to church, now I have to be involved in ministry, now I have to do this, that, and the other thing. And this will all vary depending on your culture, how you became a Christian. It will depend on quite a variety of things. But what we want to do is look and see, is that working? Is that bringing you into a closer relationship with God? Or is that maybe just taking up your time and energy? So I can't say that for you. And you might not be able to determine that for yourself either. The only one who can determine that is God. He's the one who gets to decide if we're spending our time on the right things. And how he does it is two different ways. And we've been focusing on one. We're just going to start talking about the other one. But we're going to take those two ways that he gets our attention seriously. And we're turning them into goals. And this is in the supernatural realm. We're all familiar with approaches to setting goals in the natural, like if we wanted to lose weight or if we wanted to get organized in the house, or the natural goals. I want to pay off my house, whatever. These are all natural things. We know how to approach those things, or we know how to get the resources to do that. And so there are a lot of similarities in the supernatural realm. What we have a hard time doing is identifying supernatural elements of our goals. And the way God draws our attention to those goals, and just draws our attention, is by putting us in crisis situations. And we've talked before about how crises usually fall into three categories. We will have a crisis in our health, in our finances, or in our relationships. And very often, not always, and you have to ask, but very often, especially if we have repeated crises in any of these areas, it's an indication that God is trying to get our attention. We're off doing our thing, and he's saying, over here, I want to talk to you. So, and of course, at any time, if you have a call, you want to have a question about what we're talking about the supernatural goals, if you're having trouble figuring out what they are, or as we move forward, if you need help in sorting through what you've got to help identify, because once we establish these, we're going to identify certain elements. If you have any trouble with that and you want to give a call during the live broadcast, feel free to do that. The number is 718-664-6988. And most of you are familiar enough with Blog Talk Radio where you know where that number is, so feel free to give a call if you want your question on air. Otherwise, continue to drop me an email, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Please keep it brief. A lot of times, if you write me a huge long email, my answer is going to be brief. So I will usually refer you to information that's already been presented, just because we just don't have time to redo everything for each person who's got a question. And it's one thing to tell you the answers. It's another thing for you to learn how to get there yourself. So this is one of the reasons we're not just going to be addressing this is, here's your problem. This is what you need to do. Okay, the goal is for you to learn how to go to God to find that out yourself. I'm there to help, to give you some insight and to guide you along the way, but I'm not the answer person. I'm pointing you towards the God, and He is the answer man. He's got every answer to every question you've got. Sometimes we don't like the answers, and sometimes He doesn't answer when we want Him to, but that's a whole other aspect of having confidence that because we've heard Him, if He doesn't give us any more information that we've got than what we've got, we can go ahead and move forward on and do the best we can. So we talked about there's two different ways of in setting supernatural goals that He's getting our attention. And we've past couple of weeks we've been focusing on the and we are going to go a little bit long today because I do want to get some material in. So for those who have been listening to the archives, this will be, a lot of material for you. So for those of you who are listening live, you may want to come back then and listen to the rest on the archive podcast. I'm not going to go too long. It's Memorial Day weekend. But I don't want to get cut off right in the middle of addressing something we want to move forward on. So we've been addressing developing a list of, 10, and that's just a number to pull out of the air. If you end up with 5 or 15, that's fine. But areas where you have had a crisis or a stress in your life, especially if it comes up on a regular basis. So we've also dealt with some interferences. And what we'll probably start with next time is talking about what we mean by interferences and what we specifically mean by that just briefly is when you start taking God, because what we're talking about is being available for God to train you personally. Okay, He's your personal trainer, and we're setting I'm helping you make those appointments so you can show up and He will train you personally. He will provide for you what you need in your life. So what that does, though, is you are then coming up against your enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. When you are just out, doing your own thing, as long as you're still following your own flesh, your own self-life, you're not a threat to the world, the flesh, or the devil. Okay? So you're not a particular target. But as soon as you start depending on God and making yourself available to learn to how to rule and reign, that's when you become a target. And that's when the interference really can start to get hot and heavy. So we are starting to recognize, and over time we are going to go into great detail about how to deal with these interferences head on. But again, the interferences are our enemy, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And those interferences will start to come up as we start to take up God's offer to enter His training program. So we want to recognize that it's that as we set out on this program, there are going to be challenges. And it's not because it's not from Him. It's not because you're doing it wrong. It's not because of any other, myriad things. It's because you are now becoming a threat to your enemies. And they aren't going to just lay down and die. So what we've been talking about is for your homework is identifying 5 to 10 specific areas of challenge in your life that you have wanted to fix. And I'm just going to give you some categories to fill in if you have, you know, just to review and maybe expand on. And the reason we're spending so much time on this is because this list and the other list we're going to develop, these are going to be ongoing lists for the rest of your life. And I don't mean what's going on the list is going to stay there for the rest of your life, but these two approaches that we're going to develop are going to be a solid help for you to be checking on how you're doing with God. It doesn't seem like much, you know, just to check in on these lists every once in a while. But what you will find is what they will do is they will check in on what God is communicating with you to see if you're missing something, to see if maybe he's speaking to you but you're not hearing him in a particular area. It's it's like a little report card, you know, or a teacher's conference. Maybe that would be better. It's a way of sitting down and reviewing how you're doing in certain areas in objective terms. So just to give you a little heads up or a hint on the other list is going to be specific areas of desire or interest that you wanted to pursue but didn't or couldn't, or you started and didn't follow through with. So the one list is going to be 5 to 10 specific areas of challenge or stress, and the other list will be areas of desire or interest. So we could say one is, you know, dealing with the negatives, and the other is dealing with positives. And so going back to the first list, what you're going to be doing now is going through the list and developing this list, and it's okay to spend time on this. This is important. It's important that you have spent time with these challenges enough where you understand some of the effects that they might have had on your life. Because part of this process is, part of the process of will be healing. And God undoes the string. He unravels the knots that very often have formed around these wounds and lies and our own failures. And so we want to overcome, by depending on him, any emotional resentments or anxiety associated with things in our past or things that we can't do now, the negatives. We want to be comfortable dealing with negatives so we can get over them, sort of become objective about the negatives. You are free to make a mistake. You will make a mistake. You will make them over and over and over again. And God doesn't care. It's all part of his plan and his purpose. So he's not holding it against you. It's like, you know, you're learning to ride a bike, you fall down. You get back up, you do it again. It doesn't matter to him how many times you fall down. He's already so happy and contented with you. Your spirit being is the one. Who you are is a spirit. Remember your spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit is the one who's working on your soul and your body. God and you are already 100% in union. There's no disagreement. So spiritually, you cannot make a mistake. Okay? You are not making any mistakes spiritually. You have never failed spiritually. You cannot fail. You cannot disappoint God spiritually. And that's the only part that matters. Okay? So we start to look at the supernatural realm, and that's why we're setting goals there. This is how we start to draw our soul into freedom. We free our will, our mind, and our emotions so that our soul can become unified with our spirit and enjoy the same eternal life and relationship with God that our spirit is already enjoying. So I'm just going to go through some areas. I want you to go back through your list of specific areas of challenge in your life that you have wanted to fix, areas where you lack understanding, where you lack commitment, where you lack anything. List those areas where you have failed that still bother you, or areas where you wish you could. Wish you could have, or wish you could now, or, you know, wish you could think you could in the future. Another reference is, if only I had made a different decision. Okay, so some of the examples you may find on your list are going to be in regards to a failed marriage, infidelity, I can't keep my promises, I feel guilty about this, I dropped out of school, and that's ruined my life. I can never get a good job. Nobody will hire me. I have no hope for the future. I will always pay for my mistakes. Now, those are just my examples, or some examples I came up with. You can come up with whatever comes to your mind, whatever phrases, but though you do, you know, it's important that you use your specific phrases, because those phrases may hold keys to help unlock those barriers. Because what we're going to do by depending on God is look at those with Him, identify some, work on them, get those goals taken care of, and then move on to the next ones. So this is not just something that we're going to, okay, pray about. Okay, we're not just going to fold them up and put them in a letter and mail them off and, okay, now God has taken my problems, taken my past, taken my failures, taken my bad habits. We are going to make it real. We're going to find out, okay, these are the problems. Here is how we approach them. Here's how we overcome them. You are an overcomer. If you can't overcome in this world, what makes you think you're going to overcome in the next? He's given you, because He is, He's given you Himself. So He's given you everything you need for life and godliness, for kingdom living, for overcoming all these things here on this earth. But we need to learn how to do it. So hopefully that will give you some things to work on until we get together again next Saturday. And we'll continue on this. And we may be posting some of this on the blog. We'll see how much time we get to do that. If you are interested in receiving the emails on the blog, go over to wecanprepare.org, and there's an email block. We're still having a hard time getting some technical things worked out with the feed service, but hopefully we'll get that worked out where it can be delivered on a consistent basis. We're still kind of getting hit-and-miss deliveries, so we're trying to figure out what's going on with that. But just put your email address in there. It's an opt-in. You have to reply to a confirmation link, but other than that, you don't have to sign up for anything. So you're not going to receive anything from anybody else, and you can unsubscribe at any time. But this will give you a daily, if it's posted, hypothetically, you're supposed to get it the next day. But do go ahead, and if you want to comment on the blog, just register. It's an open registration right now. So we'd be happy to hear from you. And if you've got any questions or comments, it's always a good place to leave them. And in fact, I will probably be starting to carry a weekly open post for any questions and answers regarding any of the topics we're covering, or something that didn't, you know, fit into one of the other posts. So thanks for tuning in. Again, thank you for your interest in what we're teaching here. It's good to know that we're addressing some concerns that people are having. The goal is not just to build this ministry. Our goal is to help others experience what I've experienced and what others have experienced using this kind of material, this approach. It's all about depending on God. And if that's, you know, that's what we're looking for. So it's encouraging to know that that's something that is striking a desire, is meeting that desire in a lot of new listeners and a lot of new visitors. So thanks again, and have a great weekend. We will be broadcasting again on Monday at 6:30, so to discuss practical Christianity. And again, we're talking about different ages of time and how we are to recognize the purpose in each age, so we can recognize the purpose or the boundaries of how we are communicating with God. So have a great Memorial Day weekend. And for those of you out of the country, just have a great weekend. Have a great rest of this day, and we will see you again Monday, or talk to you again Monday night, 6:30. Thanks.